It's time for the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now here's Ryan Wallace on the Golden Knights Radio Network.
Welcome into the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show as the Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 5-3, a five-game win streak for the Vegas Golden Knights, looking to make it a perfect 3-0 on this three-game road trip with a win tomorrow in Nashville. And to help us break this one down, we go back to the radio booth, bring in the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva. And you know what, Dan, when you look at this game, it certainly wasn't the prettiest, certainly wasn't the cleanest game, but what stood out to you about the Golden Knights' performance in securing a victory?
I'm not sure if we can say that Victor Olofsson called a shot, but you heard his interview with us during the first intermission, and I asked him about how do you like playing with William Karlsson and Riley Smith, and to no surprise, he thought that it was going well and the chemistry was building, and it was just a matter of time, and it didn't take much longer because 7 minutes into the second period, Victor scored what was the second Vegas goal, and at the time it gave the Knights a 2-1 lead. And then after Chicago went back ahead 3-2, Olofsson scored 2 minutes into the third, his 12th and 13th of the year. Karlsson assisted on both. Smith assisted on the second one, and that line has managed to provide some needed offense. And when you're without Tomáš Hertl, who's been doing most of the scoring for this team, you needed other guys to put the puck in the net, in particular guys who haven't done it in a while. And we talked about Olofsson had not scored a goal since January 23rd, 20 games individually without a goal, but he gets two today. He's been so good on the road this year. It's a weird statistical anomaly that he has been so good on the road. 10 road goals out of his total of 13 this year. But yeah, it just goes to show, Ryan, when you have the depth, you never know when it's going to come in handy. And Olofsson has played with a lot of different guys this year. It does seem to me that he and Karlsson and Smith could click, and they certainly did today with that line, each player plus two. The goals were at even strength, and obviously Karlsson ends up with three assists, Smith with one, and Olofsson two goals. So that's what stands out to me today.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely need different lines to contribute on different occasions, and tonight it was that Karlsson line. The other thing that I think is important to kind of note in this one, and you mentioned it, the save percentage at the end of the night, not great for Aiden Hill. But when you start to think about all the breakaway opportunities that the Chicago Blackhawks had, specifically in the second period when the Golden Knights were able to get themselves back into the game, and then even late in the third period, it was a performance from Aiden where he made the key saves and bought his team some time.
Yeah. This is one where statistics don't really capture the way that Aiden played. Yeah, as you said, like the save percentage, the timeliness, the composure, you know, the swipe check early on the Mikheyev breakaway in the second period, that was notable. And also, you know, just the scramble around the crease. Sometimes in those moments, you panic, you flounder, you do too much. But it seems to me that in increasing fashion, Hill is composed in those moments. And because he was composed on that last scramble around the Vegas net, he was just sitting there and just put his trapper right on top of the puck. I mean, it looked like, oh, no, like the puck's bouncing around. Nobody can make a clean play on it. It's going to go in, right? It's just how can it not go in? And Hill was there. And just, again, there's no statistic to account for how poised he was in that moment. And the highlights maybe will show some of his bigger plays today. But this was one where, if Aiden is not poised and as sure as he was on his choices, you know, the Hawks had a number of transition chances. They're just playing for broke. They have nothing to lose at this stage of the season. And the Knights aren't used to that. You know, the Knights are playing against teams that are either good teams because they're in the playoffs or teams that are on the outside but very close to a playoff spot, so they're desperate. It's been a while. I mentioned the Buffalo game, the shootout loss last Saturday. You know, it's just a little bit weird when the Knights are playing these teams who are not really in contention, and it just looks different for whatever reason. And yeah, That's going to be the case tomorrow with the Predators. They have no hopes of making the playoffs, so they're going to, you know, play loose and so on. And it's just weird because the Knights, you know, so good against these playoff teams like Minnesota, like Tampa Bay, Detroit fighting for a spot, Boston fighting for a spot. But it was not the best for the Knights today, and we'll see if they can turn it into a more complete performance tomorrow in Nashville.
It's one area where the Golden Knights shine is on the power play. This year, mm-hmm. they've just been exceptional. If you could go back to training camp, and if I could tell you then that the Golden Knights, with nine games remaining in the regular season, would have the best power play in the National Hockey League, would you believe me?
You know, I would probably scratch my head, but I always believe you, Ryan. So I would, of course, have to say yes. But, you know, to the tune of 30.1%,
yeah.
You know, only five teams in the history of the league have power play over 30%. It's rare. And again, we've talked about this in the old days. You know, the record for power play opportunities in a season is held by the Kings. It's like 550-something. You know, the Knights are going to have 168 power play chances. 168, second fewest in the league. Only Columbus has fewer power play opportunities, right? So the power play opportunities are really low, but the power play percentage is very high. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, what if they got more power plays? But is the trade-off you'd have to be shorthanded a lot more often? Well, their penalty kill is not great by percentage, the 24th in the league by percentage. But they are shorthanded at a record pace. They're going to break the record this year for fewest times shorthanded. So that's the crazy part about it. It's impressive, like, what they do when they get the power play. And now that they've scored a couple of power play goals even without Tomas Hertl, makes it even more impressive because, to me, he's been the linchpin this year. But you've yeah. got him with 14 power play goals, Dorofeev now with 13 power play goals. It is impressive to me that they have continued it. Naturally, Jack Eichel and Noah Hanifin have a big hand in that. I'm very impressed. Credit where it's due, and you know what Dom Ducharme has done, but I also wonder just the psyche of it. Sometimes, Ryan, when it's not going well over a period of time, and period of time can be more than a season, it can, I think, get in your head. Oh no, power play, we haven't been good at it. It's going to happen again. It's going to be one of the reasons why we don't win. Well, now they are so, you know, in sync and so much invested in what they're doing to succeed, they believe they're going to score. And they mm-hmm. and they do. They just yeah. find a way. So it has simply snowballed, and it has showed no signs of slowing. They're now 6-for-12 over a five-game streak of games in which they have scored at least a power play goal, and now 14 out of 31 in their last 14 games. I mean, that is almost 50%. That's over 45% over the last 14 games.
Yeah, it's remarkable what the power play has been able to accomplish this season, and it in some ways it feels like they're just getting started. Great job on the call tonight, Dan, and enjoy the rest of your night. We'll chat tomorrow.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
That is the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva, helping us break down a 5-3 victory for the Vegas Golden Knights over the Chicago Blackhawks. Extend their win streak to five games, 44-20-8 for 96 points on the year. And as we mentioned, next in action tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. puck drop in Nashville against the Predators. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
VGK will host two official watch parties for the team's next road trip, April 5th and 6th. On Saturday, April 5th, catch the team's game at Calgary at Uncommons. Then Sunday, April 6th, join your fellow fans at Circa Stadium Swim when the Golden Knights face Vancouver. So a pair of upcoming watch parties for the Golden Knights on their next road trip. It's the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 5-3. Vegas improves to 44-20-8 for 96 points on the year. Next in action tomorrow, 3:30 puck drop, 2:30 pregame show against the Nashville Predators. The post-game injury report is brought to you by UMC, the exclusive hospital of the Vegas Golden Knights. No Tomas Hertl, no Alex Pietrangelo. Second game in a row for Pietrangelo out of the lineup. Bruce Cassidy said earlier today that Pietrangelo is not expected to play on the remainder of this road trip, so we shouldn't expect Alex Pietrangelo tomorrow. I do wonder, I'm interested anyway, given the fact that we're in a back-to-back scenario, given the fact that it will be a puck drop 2 hours sooner than what it would have been if you were hitting 24 hours between games. So it's 22 hours between puck drops here for the Vegas Golden Knights on this back-to-back. I wonder out loud if this is an opportunity to get some fresh legs into the lineup. The most obvious place that I would go first would be Ben Hutton. Ben has been an exceptional pro all season long. He has been able to at times come in and give the Golden Knights solid minutes. And I just wonder if, again, when you're in a back-to-back scenario, when you're looking for just a little bit more jump in the lineup, I do wonder if that's an opportunity or a moment for Ben Hutton to get himself back into the fold. As far as the Golden Knights up front, I don't know that there'd be any avenue or thought for me in terms of changing things up. And I think the main reason that I'm coming to that conclusion is because you're starting to see chemistry develop for Victor Olofsson, William Karlsson, and Riley Smith. And I don't want to mess that up. I don't want to change that. I don't want to move that line in any different direction. I don't want to pull that line apart for any specific reason. I just think that you want that line to grow and develop. And you saw the fruits of the labor for that line in this game, specifically with Victor Olofsson and his two goals. So all that to say, I think if there's going to be a change or you're going to try to get fresh legs into the lineup for the Golden Knights tomorrow, given the fact that it is a condensed window for a back-to-back scenario, Ben Hutton would be the likely option or the likely avenue that I can see for the Golden Knights. I don't know that I would change much in terms of their fourth line, keep everything else together. Up front, you just want to keep building in those reps, building in those reps, building in those reps. And ultimately, that's kind of what I'm thinking going into tomorrow's game. We know there won't be Tomas Hertl. We know there won't be Alex Pietrangelo. But will we see a change on the back end? And will Ben Hutton get into a game? That's the only thing I'm really kind of considering going into that one. Outside of Ilya Samsonov getting the start for the Golden Knights tomorrow, Aiden Hill did his job tonight. I do want to get to the standings here real quick ahead of Bruce Cassidy. We hope to bring you Bruce Cassidy here in just a couple of moments. The Golden Knights now 7 points up on the Los Angeles Kings, LA with a game in hand on Vegas, and 9 points up on the Edmonton Oilers. 10 games remaining. It's a great spot for the Golden Knights to be in. It was imperative that they come away with 2 points in this game. But let's go to Bruce Cassidy as he addresses the media.
I think we're just committed to playing a little harder, harder in the puck battles, defending the front of our net. If you look at, I think it was Olofsson's tying goal, we do a good job blocking a shot. We box out well. We get a loose puck. That's always been a big part of our offense, playing good defense. So we transition. Now, guys make a play in space. And, Ole set a tough goal lately, but he was rewarded tonight. He's been working hard, and he found a way to get a couple, so good for him. But then our power play came through. Timely goals. We've talked about that a lot. It's been good all year. And we don't get a ton of opportunities, but we're able to bury that one.
What stood out to you about the Karlsson line throughout the night?
Good speed. They're on top of pucks. Listen, they're always going to be a good rush line. I believe that. We actually talked to them the other day a bit about their game. Like, we'll match them up against anybody. Carly can play against anybody in the league. So can Riley. But Ole, I'm getting to know, and he's a smart player. And their rush game is good, so it's more about now building their offensive ozone when the rush game break down. Happened to be there tonight, so good for them. They made a good play earlier. They got great speed. Ole was able to separate. Carly makes a good play, and happened a couple times, so they can do that. I'm just going to try to build their ozone game. Where they have a net presence, a slot guy, and, as type of line they are, they're probably going to be more effective the other way, but you have to balance it. So we're going to do that. But they were able to, as I said tonight, play to their strength.
Kind of a workmanlike effort tonight. The crowd was into it. Donato had the head. How important was it to be able to come back like that facing?
Yeah, listen, I didn't think we were at our best in terms of awareness. The guys were behind us a lot tonight. The breakaways, that's not us usually. We're usually more on our toes. So credit to Chicago. They've got speed. They've got some guys that can separate. I know Ryan. He played for me as a young fella. I know he can shoot the puck. He loves to score. He did it tonight. Happy for him not to get a hat trick against us, but to see him do well. So we didn't do a good enough job in those areas. It's not like we gave up a ton. We had good discipline. It was just when we did break down, our goalie had to be real. They were high-end saves. So good on Hilly. Made one on his 91 and the third again and got behind us. But at least that was, I think, their only dangerous chance for the most part. So we were better in terms of clamping down in the third.
See Olsen break through, Bruce. I mean, he's kind of out of the lineup here last week. Now he's back in. Two big goals. You're going to have some decisions to make down the road. How nice would that to see him?
Well, listen, I mean, that's what we thought, and then we lost a player. So, listen, it's good for a coach. The worst part of a coach is telling a player he's not playing. I don't care if he's young or old, but it's even harder when a guy's been in the league and played, whatever, 500 games, six. It was Pearson one night. That's not an easy thing to do, but that's what we have. We have good depth. That's why we're a good hockey club. So every night when we're completely healthy, there will be a guy. So, and I think all those guys have pride. They don't want to be the guy who gets tapped on the shoulder and has to sit. So they're going to try to do what they can, and that creates internal competition is what drives your team. You know, if you have that, guys pushing each other, then I think you've really got something. And we have that.
Thank you.
That was head coach Bruce Cassidy as he addressed the media after tonight's 5-3 victory for the Golden Knights over the Chicago Blackhawks. We'll take a break, come back with highlights next. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Welcome back to the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 5-3. Vegas improves to 44-20-8, 96 points on the year. Next in action tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. puck drop in Nashville against the Predators. The conclusion of this three-game road trip. The Golden Knights rocking a five-game win streak, looking to make it six, and a sweep of this three-game road trip tomorrow in Nashville. Also, just because I like numbers, 11-3-2, that's the record for the Golden Knights since resuming play after the Four Nations face-off. Pretty good, if I do say so myself. Let's take a look at the highlights in this game. We go back to the first period, and I was looking for a fast start for the Golden Knights. It didn't work out that way as the Blackhawks opened the scoring late on Ryan Donato's breakaway goal.
Watt, Dorofeev, and Saad. Now a stretch pass the other way. Donato down the middle, pad save, rebound, he scores! Ryan Donato stopped on the first bid, got his own rebound in close quarters, and Chicago takes a 1-0 lead, 3:45 to play in the first period.
26th goal of the year for Ryan Donato from Ethan Delmastro and Ilya Mikheyev. 16:15 of the first period made it 1-0 Chicago. So the Blackhawks would take that 1-0 lead into the second period, and the Golden Knights tied the game 6 minutes into the second period after a strong shift from the top line resulted in Mark Stone's 19th goal of the year.
And now behind into the right circle, it's Barbashev. Rink wide for Stone. He shoots, he scores! Big double fist pump for Mark Stone. The Knights have tied at 1-1 with 13:19 to go in the second. Mark Stone's 19th. And with the Knights getting an ozone possession after a rush chance, it's Mark Stone from outside the left dot going low on Spencer Knight for Vegas's first goal.
Mark Stone from Ivan Barbashev and Jack Eichel, 6:41 of the second period, made it 1-1. Less than a minute later, the Golden Knights broke out in transition, and William Karlsson set up Victor Olofsson's go-ahead goal.
Knights find a loose puck. In come Olofsson with Karlsson. Karlsson leaving Olofsson, and he scores! Victor Olofsson, 2-1 Golden Knights. 12:26 to go in the second period. Quick strike offense. Vegas trailing 1-0 after one, and in the blink of an eye, now a 2-1 lead.
12th goal of the year for Victor Olofsson from William Karlsson and Keegan Kolesar, 7:34 the second period, made it 2-1 Vegas. However, the Blackhawks did tie the game on a delayed penalty as Joe Valeno set up Ryan Donato's second goal of the game.
And the handoff by Bedard, back for Kaiser to the right, Valeno left and a shot, score! Delayed penalty goal for Ryan Donato to tie the game with 3:46 to go in the second period. Two goals for Donato today, his 26th and now his 27th.
27th goal of the year for Ryan Donato, second of the game from Joe Valeno and Wyatt Kaiser. 16:14 of that second period tied the game at two, and 15 seconds later, Donato completed the hat trick to give Chicago the lead.
Oh, now here's an even strength chance. Donato scores again! It's a hat trick for Ryan Donato, and Chicago takes a 3-2 lead with 3:31 to go in the second period.
Hat-trick goal for Ryan Donato from Ilya Mikheyev and Connor Bedard, 16:29 of the second period, made it 3-2 Chicago. So we'd hit intermission, the Blackhawks up by a goal, heading to the third period. The Golden Knights tied the game just 2 minutes into the third period as Victor Olofsson beat Spencer Knight for his second of the game.
Here comes Riley Smith, joined by Olofsson. Got it to him. Olofsson scores! Two goals for Victor Olofsson. 3-3 tie, 2 minutes into the third. Victor Olofsson from Riley Smith and William Karlsson in transition. Smith at the right wall, got it to the left circle. Olofsson, the lefty, goes glonside by the glove off the post and home.
Victor Olofsson, second of the game, 13th of the year from Riley Smith and William Karlsson, 2:06 of the third period, tied the game at 3. Then the Golden Knights got a power play opportunity late in the third period, and Pavel Dorofeev came through with a huge power play goal.
Now the pass Eichel to Karlsson. Up top, feed right, and a score! Dorofeev! A quick stick from below the dot on the right wing! Power play goal! 4-3 Vegas, 3:10 left in the third. Hanifin was straight on. You thought he'd shoot it. No, Dorofeev took the pass. He was already shooting in that motion when the puck was arriving, and he put it inside the right post. And Vegas has its second lead of the game. It was 2-1 Knights. Now they lead 4-3.
Pavel Dorofeev's 31st of the year on the power play from Noah Hanifin and William Karlsson. 16:50 of the third period, made it 4-3 Vegas. Then Brett Howden iced the game with an empty net goal.
Stone intercepts a pass. Stone nearly got tripped up, guides the puck ahead. Howden from center shoots. He scores! Empty net goal for Brett Howden. 5-3 Knights, 42 seconds to play.
21st goal of the year for Brett Howden, an empty netter from Mark Stone. 19:17 of the third period, made it 5-3 Vegas. And all that was left in this one was the final call.
Three goals in the third period for the Knights as we go into the final 6 seconds. Vegas will extend its win streak to 5 games with a 5-3 win in Chicago. The horn sounds at United Center, and the embrace is for Aiden Hill.
There you have it, 5-3 the final. The Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks, improve to 44-20-8 for 96 points on the year. Next in action tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. in Nashville against the Predators. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the VGK postgame show, the Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 5-3. 5-game win streak for the Golden Knights. Next in action tomorrow, 3:30 in Nashville against the Predators. Checking in on the text line, 702-876-1340. We're going to take phone calls in just a minute, but the text line is always open for you. Text here from Philip saying, essentially, why do the Golden Knights struggle against the Blackhawks this year? And that, you know, it shouldn't have looked like this, that the win should have looked different or easier or something. I can't give you a reason, Philip, as to why Chicago has played well optically against the Golden Knights. I can't give you a reason as to why a team like Chicago that has struggled to score was able to score 13 goals in 3 games against Vegas. I can't really give you a reason. I can give you a reason for today as to why this game was harder to watch or a slog at times. Nothing was clean about it, and nothing was clean on either side. Tons of turnovers. It didn't really feel like either team was in a rhythm. And Chicago, they're not playing structured hockey. I mean, think about all the opportunities for Chicago in transition behind the Golden Knights defense tonight. Breakaway chance, breakaway chance, cherry picking. That's not how structured teams play. And I think that it was, in essence, and you heard it from Bruce Cassidy, a lack of awareness of where individual players were. I think the Golden Knights were a bit disconnected in this game as a 5-man unit. There were, you know, spaces that ordinarily wouldn't be open. But again, I think that's kind of a product of playing a team in Chicago who is not terribly structured, who isn't necessarily playing to a system that you need to play to in order to execute at a high level and, you know, win playoff type games. And I think when that happens and you're used to going up against teams where you kind of know what the structure is and where players are going to be, I think it's a little bit tougher to game plan in those scenarios. The good news is it's a win. And I don't care if it's a 5-3 nail biter like this, or if you have to go to overtime or the shootout to win a game, it doesn't matter. 2 points is 2 points, and it brings the Golden Knights 2 points closer to clinching a playoff spot and 2 points closer to winning the division. So I'll take it. Not going to criticize this win too hard, especially considering that they were in a position where they had to rally in the third period, and they did just that. That's going to do it for us here on the VGK postgame show. Extended postgame show is next. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
It's the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Let your voice be heard by calling in at 702-876-1340. Now here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Hey, extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 5-3 the final. The Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks. Vegas, 5-game win streak, 44-20-8, 96 points on the year. Next in action tomorrow, 3:30 in Nashville against the Predators. 702-876-1340, that's the number. We have lines open. I want you to pick up the phone and dial the number. If you're listening to my voice, if you can hear me right now in this moment, do me a favor, pick up the phone, dial the number. What did you think of tonight's game? Very simple. If you believe the Golden Knights should have pulled away early against Chicago, and you're not happy with the fact that it was a come-from-behind victory in the third period, I'd love to hear from you. If you're at this stage with 10 games remaining in the regular season and you're just you don't care what a win looks like, as long as you get 2 points, as long as you inch closer and closer and closer to the X beside your name and clinching a playoff spot and getting to the division title, pick up the phone, dial the number. I'd love to hear from you too. And anything in between, we can go any direction you want to. 702-876-1340. That's the number. Again, lines open right now. Let's go out to the phone lines, bring in Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Well, thank you for acknowledging that tomorrow is a daunting task and that it might be time. And I don't know how to do this because I'm not involved in the minutiae of handling players and personnel, even in any sport, as far as that goes. And certainly in hockey, you have 18 positions and two goalies. Mm-hmm. I believe you have three other positions that travel with the team. Am I right on that or not?
I know that the Golden Knights have Cole Schwint available to them right now. Let me look at who the other scratches were today. Believe it was Cole Schwint as the scratch for Vegas, Ben Hutton, Tomas Hertl, Alex Pietrangelo. So Cole Schwint and Ben Hutton would be the two available players for the Golden Knights for tomorrow.
Okay, so you can't just plug in, as I had mentioned the other day, in error, people like Jonas Rönnberg and people like that who played in the major leagues. But you can't just say, oh, they're suddenly big leaguers again. No, you can't do that. So having said that, we have to skate in 18 and a half hours. Mm-hmm. How do you prepare a team for that?
I think you let them rest and recover tonight. You go through some video tomorrow. I'm not expecting there to be any type of morning skate for the Golden Knights tomorrow ahead of that game against the Predators. You try to rest, you try to recover, you get a good meal, and you get some sleep tonight, and you go over anything that you need to detail-wise through video.
Okay. And I'm going to make room for others to talk mm-hmm. in terms of the game tonight, but I wanted to ask you this. Since Colorado is geared up to play really well in postseason, and so is Dallas, I think they've made the right moves, and I've said that before. But what if Kaprizov and Eriksson Ek come back and play round one? Are you in favor of a rule, and I've heard it espoused before, where your final roster of the regular season has to be the same as your first round of the postseason?
No. No, and thanks for the call, Mike. I'll answer that question here in a minute. No, I'm not. What I am in favor of, if you want to get, you know, really technical about the salary cap, is in the playoffs, you have to ice a roster that is salary cap compliant. That's really, like, if you want to look at a way of policing this or whatever the case may be, that would be the direction that I would go. I don't know that, you know, it's a scenario where you want to just sit guys for the first game of the playoffs. And every team and every player will tell you this. There are some things that you will play through in the playoffs that you're not going to play through in the regular season. So this idea that it's some magical thing, it's not. You are willing to put your body on the line more in the postseason than you are in the regular season. It's just the way that it goes. So my only thought in terms of combating the LTIR salary cap stuff would be, okay, that's fine. Everybody in the playoffs, the roster you put on the ice, the 20 players that you put on the ice, it has to be cap compliant. That's the only thing that I would say in that scenario. 702-876-1340, that's the number. Let's go back out to the phone lines, bring in Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Ryan?
I'm good.
I mean, I should know by now this season that Chicago games are this stressful, but I, again, wasn't expecting it to be quite so stressful. But you know what? Whatever you got to do to get 2 points, 2 points or 2 points, and they did it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. It was not going to be pretty. It wasn't pretty, but it 2 points on the board, and the Golden Knights are that much closer right now to clinching a playoff spot. So you'll take it any way you can get it.
Yeah, and I mean, especially after LA and Edmonton just lost, you know, any way to extend that lead is beneficial. It's just, it's so weird. I don't know why Chicago plays so well against us. I, like, you talked about it a little bit too. Is it just like they have nothing to lose? Maybe like they had a lot of just like rush chances, and
yeah,
like, are they just doing something you wouldn't normally do if you cared about where you ended the season? Like, I don't know. Not that I'm saying that, like, the Chicago players don't care. Obviously they do. They are NHL players and they care.
Mm-hmm.
But it just is like they're way more willing to take some crazy risks almost, maybe, to make a play happen.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, right? Because if they take a risk to make a play and it ends up in the back of their net, okay, well, what then what? Okay, it is what it is. Like, the ramifications for mistakes are not as high for the Chicago Blackhawks. It's just the truth of the matter. Like, if they win three more games the rest of the regular season, or they win five more games the rest of the regular season, their season is over. And so in a lot of ways, you're able to play a little bit more free. You're able to take more chances within whatever parameters your coach deems appropriate. But I think that you saw a team today in Chicago that, you know, they were flying the zone early. Their forwards were cherry picking behind the defense, like, not typically playing, like, winning hockey. It can open the game up. It can create some quality chances, and they certainly had those. But at the end of the day, the team that was more focused on playing the winning hockey ended up winning the game.
Yeah, and it did definitely help that Adin Hill had quite a good game. And I know he let in 3 goals, but like that sweeping poke check,
and
some just intense saves. I think at some point Gary or Dan had said, you know, we're lucky it's not 3-0 right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, but I mean, is it luck or is it we just happen to have a very good goalie in Adin Hill doing what he's supposed to do?
Yeah, I think you're right on the money there, Stephanie. Thanks for the call. It's not luck. It's Adin Hill playing exceptionally well. This was a great game for Adin Hill. The statistics aren't going to bear that out. If you're someone that only looks at save percentage and goals against average after a game, this isn't the one for you. I would say sit this one out. Adin Hill was excellent. 702-876-1340, that's the number. Let's go out to the phone lines, bring in Terry. Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Good evening, Ryan. Great. Enjoyed the game. It was not the greatest BGK game ever, but it was nice to get another win on the board. Two quick things about the game, then I have a question for you. First, great to see Olofsson out of witness protection and out of his funk that caused him to go out of the lineup and with a good game. He's a talented guy. Hopefully they can find a spot for him that he's happy and can stay in the lineup. And then thank goodness for Aiden Hill, man. Come on. That dribbly rebound with like a minute to go looked like that was going to be a goal for sure, and he stopped that one too. So that was amazing. Hopefully we get a good game from Sammy tomorrow. My question for you, sir, you probably do this math all the time. I tinkered with it today. Is I have a number in my head. How many points do you think it's going to take for the Knights to win that Pacific? How many points do you think win it?
You know, I would say probably 108 for sure wins the division. That's my guess in my head right now. 108 points.
Yeah, I had 108 as almost unbeatable. 106, I think, could probably do it. The Kings would have to really come storming to get 107 points. So yeah, I think the Knights will end up with more than 106, but I think 106 will probably do it. 108 seemingly would be a cinch.
Yeah, the concern for me with LA is that they've got such a home-heavy schedule and they don't ever lose on home ice. So I can see LA up around 106. Like, it's a stretch for sure. Like, don't get me wrong, that's a stretch for them to get there. But, yeah, I think 106 to 108, that gets the job done for the Golden Knights. And, you know, that's 4.5, 5 wins is kind of what you're looking at right there. Maybe an extra here or there. And that's the division for the Golden Knights.
Yeah, there'll be some games against, I got looking ahead again, like if Calgary and Vancouver wake up someday and realize they've played their way out of it, that's 4 road games that look pretty juicy for the Knights if they need to win them. You know, road games hard to win any night, but like those teams that have freshly eliminated themselves, there's usually a soft spot there for a game or two when they realize the season's kind of done. So hopefully they'll end up in that place, I think, and make for 4 road games that might be there for the grabbing.
Or the counterpoint to that is they're you know, those final 2 in Calgary and Vancouver don't matter. You've already locked up the division. You can get a little bit of rest and you're ready to go. Thanks so much for the call, Terry. I appreciate it. 702-876-1340. We'll go back out to the phone lines, bring in Bob. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good.
I can't thank you enough for opening the lines for us dedicated Knights fans.
Yeah.
And the answer to your question, I think, is very simple. I played professional sports, and all the pressure's on the team that's trying to win the division. There's no pressure on Chicago. If Chicago loses 6-0, it's no big deal. All the pressure's on the Knights to deliver the 7th year in a row. And that's the bottom line. And they're trying to do it, especially with the overcoming injuries and all the other things that go in to try to build a championship team. And winning at the end of the year is probably the most difficult thing in the world to do if you're fighting to win a championship.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Bob. In this scenario against a team that's playing free, that to your point is, you know, the outcome of the game is more or less secondary. It really doesn't matter. It's not an easy scenario to be in, and you know, you'll take the 2 points. Was it a masterpiece? Was it a classic? Was it the prettiest performance? No, but at the end of the day, it's 2 points closer to a playoff spot, 2 points closer to clinching the division. To me, you take that all day long, and you're right. All the pressure in this game was on the Golden Knights. It was, you lose the game, you can't have that outcome. So I think that's a great point, Bob. Great point.
The other thing that I wanted to say to you is, as a Knights fan, all we wanted to do is get 2 points tonight.
Yeah.
And what did we end up doing? We got exactly what we wanted to do. And so kudos to the Knights, the organization, you folks that back up the organization on a daily basis. And it just goes to show why you can be awful proud to be a fan, especially living in Las Vegas.
That's a great call, Bob. Thanks so much for it. I appreciate it. Make sure you call in and after more games, because I'd love to hear from you the rest of the way down the stretch as the Golden Knights gear up for the playoffs. 702-876-1340 is the number. If you've got strong opinions on this Golden Knights victory. I'd love to hear from you. We have lines open. We'll take more of your phone calls on the other side of the break. It's the Extended Postgame Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the Extended Vegas Golden Knights Postgame Show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Extended Postgame Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas. 5-3, the final. The Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks. Vegas 44-20-8. 96 points on the year. Next in action tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. in Nashville against the Predators. Conclusion of this three-game road trip for the Golden Knights. 702-876-1340, that's the number if you'd like to join us here. 702-876-1340, strong opinions, love to hear them. Vibe check, like to hear that too. We'll go back out to the phone lines, bring in Peter. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I never resent a win, ever, for any reason. And I disagree with what you said before. Not our most elegant win, and not a masterpiece. However, I did want to say, like, our power plays are masterpieces. And I'd just like to hear your thoughts, because it feels to me like they've taken their you know, the power plays we've won, it's not puck luck. It's skill. It's teamwork.
No.
It's synchronicity. A high level of coordination. I mean, and the typical power play, like if you can just, if I can paint the picture, if you're the opposing goalie, you've got Eichel coming in close on your right-hand side. You've got to position up for him because he might shoot and get you. Otherwise, the puck's going to race straight across and someone on the left side is going to catch you. It's either going to be Barbashev, Olofsson, or somebody. And it looks to me like those guys have just been practicing that over and over and over and over and over again. Is that the case? Because it doesn't look like puck luck to me. It looks like just a massive amount of technique, you know, teamwork and skill. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's not luck. It's not coincidence. It's not anything like that. The Golden Knights are an elite playoff, or I'm sorry, an elite power play team. Like,
yeah.
They just are. They're over 30% for the year. They're 32% on the road, so they're number one in the NHL overall, best in the NHL on the road when it comes to the man advantage. The only gripe that I have with the power play has nothing to do with the power play. It's the fact that the Golden Knights aren't on the power play enough, and that's more a gripe with the referees than it is anything else. No, there's no coincidence. There's no accidents. The Golden Knights, through 72 games, have the league's best power play. They are absolutely elite. They've got so many options. You mentioned it. You've got Jack Eichel. When Tomas Hertl was in the lineup, right there from the bumper, you got Mark Stone, the stuff play, or you can make that backdoor feed to Pavel Dorofeev. And then if all of those options are not available or aren't there for you, you bump that thing back up to Noah Hanifin. Then you got Tomas Hertl pulling a little bit further up into the zone, and you've got a high tip play and a deflection play. So there are so many weapons, so many options. They work through their progressions. They're incredibly smart hockey players. It is no surprise to me and no accident whatsoever that the Golden Knights are elite on the power play.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and if you want to just pile on the list of skills with Jack Eichel, when he's getting in close like that, a lot of times he's shaking off one or two players and is still able to get in close because he's not making necessarily all of the plays, but he sure set up a good number of them. I mean, is that your observation?
Yeah, I mean, the power play runs through Jack Eichel. So,
yeah,
100%. Yeah, he's got over 30 power play points this season. Like, you know, and thanks, Peter, for the call. Your best offensive players have to be your best offensive players with the power play, with the man advantage, and Jack Eichel has certainly been that for the Golden Knights this season. Checking in on the text line, Kevin says, good job as always. Can't call, but listening with a huge VGK fan, Carolyn, still out celebrating her 18th birthday, enjoying the wins whenever we can. Well, happy birthday, Carolyn. Hope it's a great one. Obviously, it's off to a good start or a nice finish to the day with the Golden Knights picking up a victory. And David says, good win over a team the Golden Knights should win, should beat. Yeah, I'm with you. Again, I'm not sitting here saying that it was the perfect game from the Golden Knights. It wasn't. You heard it from the players themselves. It wasn't their best, but it's still 2 points in the bank. It's still a win over even the lowly Chicago Blackhawks, and it's hard to win in this league. It's hard to win division titles. Every 2 points that gets you closer to that objective and that goal, not going to sit here and criticize too much, especially when the Golden Knights have a game tomorrow in Nashville. A 3:30 puck drop, by the way, in that one. We'll take a break, wrap it up next on the Extended Postgame Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
William Hill Sportsbook is your home for March Mania. Bet every round, every upset, every minute with William Hill. Build your same game parlay, pick the winners, total points, and more for a shot at a big payout. Boost your odds with daily odds boosts on your favorite matchups and dive into select prop bets for every round of the tournament. Don't just watch it, bet on it. Download the William Hill Sportsbook app and get in the game today. For more information, visit williamhill.us. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
For Han Nakvi with Nakvi Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. You want an attorney who does everything in his power to translate knowledge and experience into big bucks in your pocket. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
If you've been hurt, Nakvi is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
This spring, take a leap into home ownership with Westar Credit Union. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, we've got you covered. With affordable mortgage rates, flexible terms, and friendly experts to guide you every step of the way. Plant roots in a place you can call your own. Learn more at westar.org or visit your local branch. All loans are subject to approval, terms and conditions apply, equal housing opportunity, NMLS 456635.
Whether you're hitting the trails or on a family adventure this spring, the Defender has you covered at Land Rover Henderson, part of the Finley family. Hi, I'm Jessie, General Manager at Land Rover Henderson. I'd like to invite you to stop in and see the SUV that's built to conquer both city streets and off-road trails with durability and strength. There's never been a better time to explore Defender. Start your journey today at Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall. Driving excellence, delivering dreams.
You know, a lot of lawyers who advertise here don't even live here. If they say Nevada, they're not from around here. If they think our capital is Las Vegas, they're not from around here.
I'm Richard Harris, and I am from Nevada. I grew up here. I went to school here. I raised my family here. No one knows Nevada like we do. If you've been injured, call me, Richard Harris, of the Richard Harris Law Firm. 444-4444, just in case.
At Bank of Nevada, our local team of banking experts is here to help you score on your business goals. With our comprehensive range of tailored banking and financing solutions, we provide you with a winning strategy customized for your business. Bank of Nevada is here to support your business's growth and help drive your success. Discover a winning strategy by visiting bankofnevada.com. Bank of Nevada is a division of Western Alliance Bank, member FDIC.
Did you know that you can score free products and exclusive offers every Tuesday at Terrible's? That's because I haven't told you yet. Whether you're on the go or sitting at home, it's easy. Just download the Terrible Social House app, get notified every Tuesday, and redeem that week's awesome deal in store. On Tuesdays, think Terrible's, because it's Terrible Tuesday. Yeah! It's Terrible Tuesday! Download the Terrible Social House app or visit Terribles.com for details.
When I brought the Golden Knights to Vegas, I wanted to create something unique for Nevada. High Ground Vodka is made from estate-grown rye and Sierra Nevada snowmelt for a smooth finish. If you're 21 or over, High Ground is an exceptional Nevada-born vodka and proud partner of our hard-working hockey team. I hope you give High Ground Estate Vodka a taste.
Distilled and bottled by High Ground Vodka, Minden, Nevada. Please drink responsibly.
At Smith's, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to your calls on the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas. 5-3 the final of the Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks. 5-game win streak for the Vegas Golden Knights. They take that into tomorrow's game against the Nashville Predators, looking to make it 6 in a row and 3 straight on the road. Boy, oh boy, wouldn't that be something for the Vegas Golden Knights. Now 96 points atop the Pacific Division, 7 points up on Los Angeles, and 9 points ahead of the Edmonton Oilers. That's going to do it for us here on the extended postgame show. Thanks to Chris Chapman back in the studio keeping us on the air, making sure everything sounds great. And thanks to you, our listeners and our callers. It's your postgame show. It's not as much fun for me without your calls and your input. Until tomorrow, have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you then right here on Fox Sports Las Vegas.